You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning, Carrie Phillips. Carrie is the FFA advisor for Bret Harte High School. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Carrie. This Saturday is a major Bret Harte FFA booster event. It's called Oysters and Oinkers. What a title.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Tell me a little bit, Carrie, about the Bret Harte FFA themselves.
Well, we are very fortunate within the community of Angels Camp in Altaville to have a wonderful support group of parents who not only believe in our agriculture program, but they also believe in our students. Our agriculture department is very deeply rooted within the community. And as a group of community members and parents, they formed a boosters organization, the Bret Harte FFA Boosters, and they periodically throughout the year raise money for our students in our department. And Oysters and Oinkers this weekend is one of those big events.
Most of us see the FFA at things like the Calaveras County Fair, but is the FFA, are the students active year-round?
Oh, absolutely. FFA is a national organization, one of the largest youth group organizations, and we have students that participate in activities 365 days a year. A lot of our students have animal projects. In fact, we even have some animal projects that we house at the high school. Last year, our boosters organizations sent the California State Floriculture Judging Team to the national finals in Indianapolis. We also send students to the California State FFA Convention in Anaheim, as well as sending even our beginning students. Our boosters pays for 55 freshmen to attend the first year Green Hand Leadership Conference. So we are on the road with these kids trying to give them lots of experiences so that they are better leaders and productive community kids.
And were you not just on a trip with them over this last week?
Yes. In fact, we just got back from the National Floral Symposium in Las Vegas. Our students won a scholarship to attend that. We were one of five teams in the nation to win a scholarship to attend that national show.
All right. So tell us about Oysters and Oinkers this Saturday. Where does the event take place?
This event takes place at the historic Broglio Ranch, a very big supporter of our agriculture department and just a family within our community that really supports the high school and all of its activities. And it's on 431 Dogtown Road. And that is where we have hosted Oysters and Oinkers since we began, I want to say about 18 years ago.
And what kind of food can we expect with Oysters and Oinkers?
Well, just like the name applies, we're going to make sure that we have barbecue pork loin. And then we also have barbecue oysters.
Okay. And what time does the event start this Saturday?
The event starts at 5 o'clock with a no-host bar. And then we'll roll into the evening activities with 50-50 raffle, live auction, dinner. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Bust a Groove playing through the evening.
All right. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $50 each for individual sales. However, a person can, if you get a group of people together, you can actually, a more economical way, buy a table of 10 for $400 and bring all of your friends.
And there's a very important footnote on this. You must be 21 years old or older.
Yes, we would like to have that, please.
The telephone number to call for tickets is 736-9541. That's 736-9541. The event is this Saturday, and a great way to spend a Saturday night in the middle of July.
Absolutely, yeah.
Carrie Phillips, before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add?
Just buy tickets. Make sure you come out and have a really good time. We love to meet people and love to chat.
And 736-9541 is the telephone number to call for tickets. Carrie Phillips, she is the FFA advisor for Bret Harte High School. Carrie, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you again so very much.